All right, fans, as I've said many times, with all that's going on in the Bay Area and the housing market and the rents and everything else, check out riverislands.com. Riverislands.com. You can look them up online. The floor plans are there. The house plans are there. Or the builders are online. You can absolutely get a virtual tour of what's available at River Islands. I love it. When you think about social distancing and being out and enjoying the outdoors and the gateway to Northern California, River Islands is the place. So please check it out. It's worth it. Riverislands.com. They've got everything online. And I can't wait to be back up in the Bay Area and go out there and enjoy myself out there as well. Riverislands.com. Joining us, someone who we love having on the show, and we miss him this year because we don't have access to Chris for our greatest game in Giants baseball history. But Chris has been very busy on his own. And, of course, he works with MLB.com. But the book has come out, and I didn't even know this was coming out, Chris, and it's absolutely terrific. It's called From the Stick to the Cove, My Six Decades with the San Francisco Giants. And it's Mike Murphy, Murph from the clubhouse. Chris, congratulations. First of all, nice to have you on the show. How are you?
Oh, Mark, great, Marty, and thank you so much for the plaudits. Murph, anybody who's been associated with the Giants, anybody who's known Giants over the years knows about Murph. You know, kind of quiet on the exterior, but once you get past that exterior, you know he has. You learn that he has a heart of gold and Does he bleed Giants black and orange? It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, in the title, From the Stick to the Cove, you know, you say my six decades, and you just say those words. Okay, six decades. But then try to put that in numbers. That's 60 years with the San Francisco Giants. And Murph, of course, was with the Seals before that and then became bat boy with the San Francisco Giants and clubhouse guy as well. But take us through a little bit of Murph's story that he shared with you, because it's really the most unique ever in Bay Area baseball history.
Yeah, Marty, it's got to be one of them. He Murph, like a lot of kids of his era, late 40s, early 50s, always loved baseball. And I think sometimes he'd cut classes to go by Seal Stadium and stand outside and field home run balls during batting practice, except like most of the kids who would keep the balls and keep them for playing on the sand lots or whatever, Murph would throw the balls he caught back. And that impressed the Seals management. And so they hired him on as bat boy. They figured here's a guy who's not going to make a lot of outlandish demands. He obviously was a team guy, throwing all his baseballs back. And so when the Giants announced they were moving to San Francisco, Murph was crushed because he loved the Seals. The Seals were his whole life. But, he had shown so much dedication to the Seals. Jerry Donovan, who was the GM of the Seals and who stayed on in various capacities for the Giants, assured him he would get a job with the Giants when they moved to San Francisco, and sure enough, he did. Being bat boy for those first two seasons at Seal Stadium, I wish somehow in the title we could have gotten Seal Stadium in there, But Murph was so industrious sometimes, he'd be the bat boy for both teams. He'd wear his Giants uniform when the Giants hit, and then when came time for your team to bat, he'd change into their uniform. So
really? Murph, I didn't
overtime.
Know that. All right.
Yeah, Murph worked overtime.
All right. Well, he's one guy he can talk about, Ray Jablonski on the 1958 Giants. Seriously, or he could talk about Freddie Sanchez on the 2010 Giants. I mean, it's really incredible when you think about the period of time that Murph has been connected. And he's connected in a way in the clubhouse, and this comes out in the book, of being close to the players. And you're part of the inner circle, but the old phrase, what happens in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse, really resonated with Murph. And what the book does, and it doesn't give you all the secrets, the deep, dark secrets of Major League Baseball, but it takes you into the clubhouse with the nicknames and the way people operated in the clubhouse, and you get a real feel for Giants baseball over 60 years. Did you feel that when you did the book?
I wanted to feel it, and I did feel it. You know, it's funny. I sit next to Murph at lunch. That was when we kind of set up our interview, and I don't think I got one quote from him during lunch, even though he must have had lunch about 10 times or something like that, 10 or 12 times. He always liked to leave lunch for relaxing and unwinding, and then we'd do an interview, and then we'd talk or whatever, or beforehand we would. Talking to him, as corny as it sounds, I can almost feel the fog, you know, blowing in my face again, you know, from days of Tolles, days of Candlestick. And, you know, when I was a kid, I, you know, bought those team yearbooks, and I'd see who all the behind-the-scenes people were, and I knew there's this guy named Mike Murphy, vaguely knew that he was working in a clubhouse, and, you know, I'd see him from time to time and see, who is that big guy, you know? But, you definitely get a sense of Giants baseball when you have any kind of conversation with Murph.
Well, it's great. I mean, the book, it's one of those books you can just pick up if you feel Giants baseball. You can't wait to read the next page. And it says the other managers. Bruce Bochy was the 17th manager in the San Francisco Giants history. Needless to say, Murph talking, I work with or alongside all of them. And here's the list. Then you give the list, and then he gives an opinion on everybody, which is really, this is the part of baseball that I like, is to hear it from Murph. And the one that got me, how about Clyde King? Clyde King was a manager in the late 60s, right? And he's a former
yes.
Brooklyn Dodger pitcher, and he was with the Yankees. And, you know, he was sort of part of a front office for many, many years. But he managed the Giants. And Murph says, nobody liked him. He didn't drink. He was one of those guys who'd say, give me a CC over ice. And he didn't mean Canadian Club. He meant Coca-Cola. King kept to himself. Ball players didn't like him because he never came out of his office to talk to him. So that kind of insight, Chris, to get from Murph, and, you know, it's a gentle criticism of Clyde King, but, you know, it gives you some idea of what baseball was like in the clubhouse and from a guy who saw 60 years of it. I mean, how do you like that list and that quote?
Another of my favorites from that list, I must say, is when he talks I forget if it was at that juncture he recalled this, but when he talked about Bill Rigney, by comparison, he was very comfortable with Bill Rigney. And one day, Murph was leaving the clubhouse, and Rigney was still there. And Murph, it was getting rather late, but Rigney was still there, I guess, plotting the next day's lineup. And he said to Murph, hey, tomorrow, get here early tomorrow. We're going to have this big Irishman here on the team. And so Murph, being part Irish, was really excited to, you know, that, you know, I guess he was a countryman, you would say, was going to join the squad. And the Irishman who showed up was Willie McCovey. Murph said he just swallowed up the room, you know, as big as he was. But, you know, then he, you know, shook his hand and, you know, got that big Willie McCovey smile that we all came to know and love. And, Murph has pretty much a reminiscence for just about anything.
Yeah, he did. Then you have nicknames and numbers. John Montefusco, the Count, with that drop-and-drive delivery of his, John Montefusco looked like Count Dracula swooping in on a hitter. I told him they should wear a cape out to the mound. You know, it's that kind of stuff. It's just homespun, down-home descriptions of beautiful parts of Giants history. And that's what you've captured in the book. You must have had a lot of fun doing this with Murph.
I really did. And it was an honor. It really was. He could have chosen anybody to work with him. In the Bay Area, Marty, as you pointed out, we have so many talented writers here. And that the fact that he picked me was extremely flattering to work with him.
No, absolutely. And you did a great job in the book. And tributes to Murph, there's different tributes from all sorts of players who got to know him. And, Chris, it's a very, very enjoyable book, I must tell you. It's very enjoyable. Bill Lasky was nice enough to talk about it tonight as well. And I'm glad to bring it up with anyone who knew Murph, Bruce Jenkins as well. So the book is From the Stick to the Cove, my six decades with the San Francisco Giants, Mike Murphy, and Chris Haft, Chris H-A-F-T. And the foreword is by number 24, Willie Mays. And there's some very touching stories between Murph and Willie Mays that I have heard. I assume Triumph Books puts it out, and I guess you could get it on any of the local internet outlets. And if there's a favorite independent bookstore like the Book Tree up in Montclair, you can get it up there too. Is that correct, Chris?
That is absolutely correct, Marty.
Well, congratulations. Honestly, I think it's really a lot of fun, and it's one of those books that will be forever about Giants baseball, and that's something special. So it's not just a season. It's a life, and Chris did a nice job with it. So, Chris, thanks for being on, and I hope to see you at the ballpark soon. I really do.
I hope so, even if it's from six feet away or whatever.
Whatever, or no, 60 feet, 6 inches away, whatever it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we want to get you back out to the ball. Be well and healthy and stay safe. And, Chris, thanks so much.
Same to you and yours, Marty. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Very good. Now, it's a beautiful book. Chris Haft, From the Stick to the Cove, My Six Decades with the San Francisco Giants, Mike Murphy. Wow. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.